The gig could soon be up in California for companies like Uber and Lyft. State senators are about to pass a bill that would reclassify 2 million gig workers as employees rather than independent contractors. Governor Gavin Newsom says he supports the bill known as AB 5, which means he'll sign it. And that means manicurists, exotic dancers, Uber and Lyft drivers would receive employee benefits, minimum wage, overtime, workers' compensation, the right to unionize. Companies like Uber oppose it. They say they can't afford it. There will be layoffs and less flexible hours. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, we know AB 5 follows up an earlier Supreme Court case decision in California that said you can only classify someone as an independent contractor if the work they perform is outside the company's core business. Of course, in the case of Uber and Lyft, you know, the driving is the core business. They can't claim that. So what happens? Are all Uber and Lyft drivers suddenly employees?
Well, Robin, it's doubtful that all the California drivers would become employees overnight. The companies are very likely to challenge this in the courts. And ultimately, what Uber is hoping is for a sort of compromise where they begin offering some perks to drivers like guaranteed earnings per hour, compensation for expenses, and access to benefits. But they still want to classify them as independent contractors rather than employees. So it's bound to take a while, I think, for the courts to sort of sort this out, how Uber and Lyft will fit into this law.
Well, one driver said, it was quoted saying, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if drivers are guaranteed a minimum wage, which employees get, they can't just flip the app on anywhere from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. because there are going to be way too many drivers and not enough rides. So that's, you know, they're already worried that there's just no way that Uber can pay them the minimum wage. But other drivers feel they can. Talk about the debate over this.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a case-by-case situation depending on the driver you're talking about. I mean, certainly there are some drivers, and I imagine Uber and Lyft would argue that it's many, if not most, of the drivers who actually prefer the flexibility that comes with the current setup. You know, they turn on the app when they want to drive, and they don't have to work when they don't want to or have to, or if they have a schedule conflict, and they – you know, like this arrangement because they're not beholden to a schedule. But certainly there are some drivers who I'm sure would prefer being classified as employees and the protections and benefits that come with it. You know, it'd be interesting if they could get to a compromise where they offer the drivers the choice, you know, to be a full-time employee.
Who chooses, But what about what this will do to Uber and the bottom line of companies like Uber, Lyft? And I'm thinking of the food shopping and delivery companies that rely on these gig workers. What do you think it'll do to them?
Well, you know, and it's important to remember when you talk about the bottom line of these companies, neither Uber or Lyft is a profitable company yet. I mean, they do have public stocks on the stock market, but they're not profitable. And I think the way they're pushing back against this law with such an effort to prevent it, I think, tells you all you need to know about how damaging they view it could be to their potential profits down the road.
Well, we will watch as it unfolds. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.